one sentence. That's all it took. Not a loss, not an injury. One sentence from Shane Flanagan. We can't win the comp. And just like that, belief starts to leak. Because in elite sport, players don't just hear words, they feel what's beneath them. If the coach doesn't fully believe, what happens when the game's on the line and they need to back themselves? It's not just the players either. Fans hear it, and hope drops, and when hope drops, the whole club feels it. We've seen the opposite before. When Wayne Bennett took the St. George Illawarra Dragons to a premiership, he talked about alignment, players, staff, organisation, and the collective will of the fans. So here's the question. Did that one sentence just cost the Dragons their season and maybe even the coach his job? Let's get into it. I'm Ian Hawkins, and this is Sport is Life. The purpose of sport, as I see it, is to see your vision become a reality. Find your voice, create strong connections, and learn to trust your body. Was the Dragons season over and was Shane Flanagan's job already doomed the moment he made that quote, "We can't win the comp"? Now, at the time, there were plenty of people that came out and supported him and said, yeah, he's been realistic. Isn't it refreshing to hear someone just call it as it is? But there are the others, and most notably Billy Slater, thinking it quite bizarre and why would you say such a thing? Now, of course, it's easy to say in hindsight now. I just think from a mentality perspective, what that does to the playing group. Now, maybe a lot of those players didn't think they were going to win the comp either. But at a subconscious level, what else might play out? Could it be that at that time, doubt starts creeping in subconsciously? Maybe the coach isn't really backing us. Maybe he doesn't really believe in us. I don't think I'd want to hear that at the start of the season. No matter how the team was placed leading into the start of the comp, you want to hear positivity from your coach. And to me, like, they started really well, and he made that quote in Vegas, so it was on the eve of the season, but they were already up and about, and they were all fired up for a big event over there, and they performed really well, and they were really unlucky not to win in the end. They came back, and they still had a bit of a crack. They went with Melbourne for about 60 minutes, but then more of commentary around that comment and more time for that to seep in. Yeah, what impact does that have on the psyche of a player and the collective strength of the team? Now, granted, the Dragons don't have a strong list. They're missing speed. They're missing some quality in those key positions, and they've got some good players in those positions, but like we've heard all week, they're players that their best football's behind them. Gutho's going to give you everything. Cookie's going to give you everything, but they're not the players they were 2-3 years ago, and they're certainly not the players they were 5-6 years ago. And then the halves, it's been much talked about, and we won't go into great detail there, although we'll say it is refreshing to see the young fella, Caden Reid getting a crack this weekend. The other thing that it has an impact on is the fans. Now, when you take away hope from fans, well, then that's going to impact how they show up as fans when they go to whether they go to games or not, how they show up, their attitude, how they're thinking about you, the coach. Now, you might think, well, what impact does this have on the performance of the team? Well, there's a great quote from Wayne Bennett, and it's never left me. He was talking about that when the Dragons did win, and he talked about how hard it is to win a premiership, and everything has to be in place. The team, coaching staff, back office staff, sponsors, and the collective will of the fans. So this is Wayne Bennett, one of the all-time great coaches in all sports in Australia. And this is a guy that also understands connection. He understands, he's emotionally intelligent. He understands how to bring the best out of people, out of a fan group. The collective will. And they're, you know what it's like when you've got a group of people all pulling in the same direction, what a powerful force that can be. You also know what one element of negativity can quickly sweep through a group. And it's no different to a supporter base. And to give you an example of the positive or negative impact that they can have, the commentary talking about the energy in the stadium, the Tigers-Eels game on Easter Monday, and they talked about how it just created a better atmosphere. Players talk about it all the time. They go to the big games, the crowd's there. These things do have an impact. And contrast that as a Para fan, having been in the stadium for the Easter Monday game, and both sets of fans were up and about, and it really increased the spectacle, of course, but it really seemed to increase the fire in the belly for the teams, and just what a game it was. Contrast that to the week after, when Para's playing the Titans, and it was just flat. Titans aren't a big crowd puller, so there weren't many Titans fans there, although you did hear them after they started running in try after try. But it just felt flat, and the teams played accordingly. And yeah, the Titans scored 50, but I want to tell you that it could have been 50-0 at halftime, and they could have scored 70. Such was how bad Para were and how flat they were. And actually, the Titans left a couple of tries out there in the first half. That's how lopsided it was. But that's the impact of negativity and positivity, and how quickly it can sweep through areas. So with that one statement, which he then doubled down on at a later time, Shane Flanagan had a negative impact on his season. He came back later. The original quote was, "We aren't going to win the comp this year." And then he later stood by that when he said, "I'd love to say we are good enough to go on and win a premiership this year. We will win a lot of footy games, but I am just realistic." So he continued down that path. I mean, you can sit here and go, yeah, that's probably realistic, but like I'm sure plenty of Dragons fans would say, well, we actually had high hopes for them. I know some of them came back from Vegas talking about how good they were going to go. They've got some really good players in some positions. Yeah, they're missing some key people, but they did a pretty good job last year. If they'd won those 7 or 8 games last year that they lost by less than a try, they're well into the 8. It's pretty much the same side. So when you're thinking about yourself, your teams, the people you connect with, or wanting to create a positive movement, you've got to choose your words carefully, because they do have an impact, and they can sweep through, and they can shift the energy. It's a powerful force. Everyone wants to talk about team spirit, but then when it comes to this sort of thing, around collective spirit, around bringing that energy, then maybe people don't see that as something that's tangible. Just ask Ivan Cleary. Go and listen to his interview. It was a few of his interviews you heard him talk about. I think it was the one with Mark Boris on Straight Talk, when he talked about, he tried to sort of preface it by going, oh, I don't want to get too weird, but he just talked about how he believes in energy and creating connections. And I think I've talked about before, Robbo from the Roosters, his dad was an energy healer. Now, to most people, that's going to be pretty out there, but I've no doubt that he uses, maybe not energy healing, but he's familiar with the concept, and he uses those concepts to create better connections, because it'd just be part of his, not DNA, but how he operates, because we do take so much from how our parents show up and behave. So choose your words carefully. Get really clear on what that vision is. And create belief, hope, desire, and messages is going to draw people forward. Doesn't guarantee you a result, but it guarantees you that people are going to show up the best possible way towards that. Because the moment you have any dip in intensity, in body language, in thinking, in emotion, in intent, you're losing percentages of your performance. I'd love to hear what your thoughts are. Was he doomed from the moment he made that comment? You've taken the time to listen to this whole episode. Now it's time to take action. Commit to one thing you've learned today and make it happen. And to avoid any obstructions, join the Sport is Life movement by clicking on the link in the show notes.